Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Tension can be a good thing. I had a great time on the Iowa podcast with Rusty Rabin. Usually leaders want their lives and their organizations to be tension-free, but I'm advocating that healthy shepherd leaders actually embrace the tension. God has wired us all uniquely, but I found that many leaders are slightly unbalanced in their wiring. That is, most of us are naturally more confident or naturally more humble. God made you that way on purpose, but confident leaders are allowing the Holy Spirit to temper their confidence with humility, and humble leaders are allowing the Holy Spirit to bolster their humility with confidence. Take a listen to our conversation.
In your book, you contrast two characteristics of a shepherd leader. One is confidence. The other is humility. In fact, I like the way you wrote the same sentence, but juxtaposed the words. You said, you wrote at one point, a mark of a godly shepherd leader is one who is confidently humbled that God has a call on his life. Then a little bit later, you wrote, a mark of a godly shepherd leader is one who is humbly confident that God has a call on his life. So how do we keep that tension? How do we put those two together?
Well, tension is, I think that, Rusty, you nailed it. That's a great word. I think that, you know, the Greeks always had this idea that virtue was that golden mean, that balance between the tension of two pulling things. And I think that there is a virtue in being confidently humble or humbly confident. I think about, you know, Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3, if you're aspiring to leadership in the church setting, that's a noble thing that you're aspiring to. But then at the same time, I think about in Jeremiah 45:5, that the words there are, should you seek great things for yourself? No, don't seek those things. And so I found that most leaders have a sort of a natural tendency to either be very confident in their leadership, almost to the point, like if we let it go to its full extreme, they could just run over people. And then the other kind of natural way that leaders are wired is to be so humble that they might not even be able to share a compelling vision because they just want to be quiet over in the corner. And I think God wants our confidence to be balanced by humility and humility balanced by confidence. And so that's going to take a deliberate action on our part to listen to the Holy Spirit saying, you're overly confident here, or you're playing too much to your humility. So the three-word phrase that I like to remember is this: God chose me. My confidence comes from knowing that God chose, not a man, not any body that said, we're going to elect this person or appoint this person. God chose. The humility comes from the me part of all the people that he could pick. Why would he choose me? And so if I remember that God chose me, I think that keeps me in that place where I'm confident enough to lead, but humble enough that I can let others excel, that I'm not offended by kneeling down to serve. I don't feel like somebody's taking advantage of me because I'm in that vulnerable position. But there is that tension. And I think that we need to wrestle with that and allow the Holy Spirit to keep us in that centered place.
The seed thought for this concept that figures prominently in my book, Shepherd Leadership, was one that I've been wrestling with for over a decade. If you're interested, I shared a link to one of those posts in the show notes. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is now available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.